Buried deep in the declassified Epstein files from the DOJ vault. Evidence that Israel masterminded Michael Jackson's 2009 assassination to protect the elite blackmail web. Michael wasn't just a threat. He was a ticking bomb. He was in the process of going public, opposing Israel's crimes against humanity. The exact same move that cost Charlie Kirk his life almost 2 decades later. But Michael dug deeper. Declassified documents confirm he amassed proof of global elite child exploitation rings, with smoking gun intel on the role played by record industry executives. Michael had the dirt on their horrors. Predators shielded by Platinum Records, royalties and Mossad ops. So, they erased him. A staged lethal dose of propofol administered by Dr. Conrad Murray. Now, the files reveal this was no tragic mishap. Michael was hot on their trail. He was warning children to stay away from Epstein. And we have the receipts. His death was a cold-blooded ritual execution carried out by Israel, staged in that occult hospital to send a message to anybody who dared threaten the Bloodline Empire. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Many people brainwashed by years of mainstream media attacks on Michael Jackson saw the photos from the Epstein files and jumped to one obvious conclusion. But what they failed to understand is that Michael was never on Epstein's side. He was protecting children from Epstein and the cabal of child predators. And we have the receipts to prove it. The photo of Jackson with Epstein was from 2003. The very same year, the Scary Movie franchise inserted a bizarre scene mocking Michael. This wasn't comedy. This was a warning. Comply, or the entertainment industry machine will be weaponized to destroy you. Enter the prince of 90s child stardom himself, Macaulay Culkin.
A lovely cheese pizza just for me.
Here's where it gets really twisted and deeply tragic. As a young boy, Macaulay Culkin appeared in Michael Jackson's iconic music video for Black or White.
You are wasting your time with this garbage. Now go to bed!
Okay.
Culkin and Michael Jackson became close friends. Jackson gave him advice about surviving life as a child star, and Culkin spent a lot of time with the King of Pop at his Neverland Ranch. Culkin says that Michael was actively protecting Hollywood's children from the satanic paedophile cult. That's exactly why they came for him. They framed Michael with the very crimes they themselves were committing against children.
Was somebody saying that he was trying to protect the kids?
Somebody. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, all right. So a name.
He gave an interview stating that Michael Jackson once intervened, discouraging him from boarding a flight to an island later associated with Jeffrey Epstein. It doesn't say it's Little St. James Island, but it's an island later associated with Epstein. And they presumed that Michael Jackson may have stepped in to help other kids not go to that island. But it was that one statement from Macaulay Culkin. That's pretty much it.
Right. So, again, I knew it was somewhat yeah. reputable, but, I mean.
So, was Michael Jackson helping the kids? Was Michael Jackson trying to prevent Epstein from doing what he was doing?
I'll never forget that. Michael Jackson saved me from getting on a plane to that tiny island.
When Michael finally grasped the true depths of the evil he was dealing with, after spending time around the likes of Rabbi Shmuley and Jeffrey Epstein, he was a broken man. He could barely find the strength to keep living. And just like Charlie Kirk, Michael knew when they were coming for him. His final phone call, the night before he died, has been suppressed for years. Listen closely. You'll understand why they're desperate to keep it under wraps.
I don't know if I should tell you this, but I don't know who may be listening. There may be a group of people. They want to get rid of me. They don't want me here anymore.
I don't understand. What do you mean? Talk to me.
I can talk about it. Over the phone. I don't know it's going to happen, but I just feel in my soul, only God knows, they could shoot me, they could stab me, they could frame me and say I will reduce the drugs,
Caleb, who could do this?
Many people say the killing of Charlie Kirk was the most shocking political assassination of our time. But history is littered with other deaths that were never supposed to be recognised for what they really were. Not accidents, not overdoses, not bad luck. Assassinations. And always for the same reason Charlie was silenced. A voice that grew too loud, that asked the wrong questions, and woke too many people up. When somebody starts pulling back the curtain on who's really controlling the puppet strings, these people don't argue with them, they don't debate them. They smear them. They silence them. Finally, they erase them. After the break, a devastating confession by a CIA agent. Revealing a covert alliance between Mossad and CIA Black Ops didn't just influence the music industry, it purged it. Prince, whacked. Michael Jackson, silenced. And the list continues to grow. Back in a moment. Think the healthiest thing in your pantry right now is some overpriced superfood? Wrong. It's actually olive oil. Yeah, that bottle you've got sitting in your cupboard isn't just for cooking, it's a weapon to help you look and feel younger inside and out. No big pharma potions, just nature's real deal. Dr. Stephen Gundry, a rogue surgeon who's done with the system, says high quality olive oil is a game changer. The problem is the industry is a cesspool. Nearly all brands in stores are watered down junk, pushed for profit, not your health. Dr. Gundry has had enough. He's exposing the real truth about olive oil with a free video for viewers of this channel. He'll show you how to spot the real stuff that works wonders for your body with just a few tablespoons. This isn't hype. It's the truth they don't want you to know about. Visit getoliveone.com/TPV. The link's below. I've watched his free video and the information blew me away. If you're genuinely interested in changing your life with olive oil, go to getoliveone.com/TPV now. You won't regret it. Michael Jackson enraged the slave owners at Sony when he wrote a song called Don't Cry Palestine. The Zionist mafia in control of the music industry marked him for destruction when he began calling them out in public, exposing their crimes. He knew exactly who was destroying his career, his reputation, and who was coming for his life.
Michael Jackson arrived at the location of his music video under an umbrella to protect him from the sun and with two children by his side. He was in Brazil to shoot the music video for his song, They Don't Care About Us. Last year, he angered Jewish groups when he sang these words. Michael then gave in to pressure and changed the song. But in Brazil, the controversial lyrics were back and he sang it this way. We showed footage of the video shoot to Rabbi Marvin Heyer, an activist for Jewish causes, who was outraged because last June Jackson sent him a letter of apology for singing those lyrics.
I'm shocked. Jew me, sue me, kick me, kike me. Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
John Homestun, a retired CIA agent, dropped a bombshell on NTV, the National Russian Television Channel. He revealed that in the 1980s, the music industry was a psyop run by the CIA and Mossad, designed to brainwash the youth and control the younger generations. He says Michael Jackson was not a paedophile. He says anybody can look at Michael's FBI files and see the truth. They investigated him for years and concluded he was a saint. It was the CIA and Mossad who dragged his name through the mud because he refused to fall in line.
We knew this music had the power to shape young minds. Our mission was to channel teenage angst, turning Generation X into a culture that was all about decadence, drug use, and anti-establishment rebellion, sparking riots and more division within society. We even infiltrated mainstream radio to blast their tracks and reach millions every day.
According to Homestun, the agency in connection with Mossad killed MJ, Prince, and Tom Petty as part of their psyop to gatekeep the culture and prevent the American youth from turning against Israel.
If you want to know the truth about Michael Jackson, look in the FBI files. The man was a modern-day saint. The Bureau investigated him for years. They found nothing. But the CIA? We don't investigate. We instigate. We create. And when Mossad give the signal, we assassinate. They feared his reach, not just his fame, his influence. Millions adored him across every border, every language, every continent. A man like that could shift an entire generation overnight.
Assassinating beloved artists, promoting antisocial culture, flooding the streets with hard drugs. Is there anything the CIA and Mossad hasn't done to destroy America from within?
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
2026, nothing has changed. The Zionists still pull the strings behind the intelligence agencies. The faces shift, the substances change, but the result is always the same. Streets flooded with drugs, designed to keep people numb, confused, and easy to manage. Society in decay, pedophilia normalized, and heroes assassinated for the crime of standing up to Israel. Back then, voices like Michael Jackson and Prince were silenced for stepping out of line, for reaching too many people with ideas that couldn't be controlled. And now a new generation of truth-tellers is in their crosshairs. People who challenge the narrative. People who wake their audiences up. People like Charlie Kirk. Speak too loudly, and the system speaks back. It's time to dismantle a 9,000-year-old satanic paedophile ring. A cabal that slithered through history, hiding in plain sight, and mocking their victims for centuries. And now Hollywood and the media are their weapons. Films, shows, and news, laced with symbolism that degrades survivors, normalizes the horror, and gaslights the world into disbelief. It's all part of the ritual, exposing the horror while daring us to believe it. Let's put this into perspective. Jeffrey Epstein's youngest victim still had his umbilical cord attached. Regardless of your political opinions, we now have enough evidence to prove without doubt that the left and right are ruled by the same psychopathic predators. They feed on fetuses, steal babies, deceive children, and legally kidnap orphans, exploiting them all to their disgusting liking. We're definitely not angry enough. Everything we're dropping here is the kind of material that gets hard drives wiped, servers torched, and people suicided before breakfast. If you're doing your own research and digging into dangerous topics online, you need to be protected. Legacy VPNs? Forget it. Proton? It's literally funded by the WFNDU. Let that sink in. Express, Nord, Surfshark, they all keep logs, they all cave to warrants. They're all headquartered in 5949's countries that will hand your IP over faster than you can blink. You need something that can't betray you. That's VP.net, the world's first trustless VPN. No central servers they can raid, no logs they can seize because there's nothing to seize. No logs, no back doors, no subpoenas that ever get answered. VP.net/TPV. One click and you're gone. Smart people are already there. See you on the other side.